Right, welcome to Drill Down Earnings. A quick look at the first quarter earnings from NXP Semiconductor. Now, this is the business story behind One Stock on the Move. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for the Futurum Group. NXP Semiconductors matters a lot because it's a big company. It's one of the biggest tech companies in Europe, in Holland, to be specific. And so important in the semiconductor world, particularly in automotive chips, which has been a struggling part of the world's economic activity, if you will. Now, of course, Wall Street likes a beat or a miss, and these were neither. It was right in line. Wall Street got it right for a change. So revenues for the quarter, $3.1 billion, and net income of $644 million, maybe a little bit better than Wall Street expected, but I'm going to call these numbers right in line. And importantly, free cash flow of $626 million. This company gives about 90% of its free cash flow back to shareholders in the forms of buybacks and dividends. So free cash flow really flowing right down to the shareholder level. When we dig a little bit deeper, let's take a look at these results. So sales were flat on a year-over-year basis, which I guess is good when things are rough in semiconductors right now in anywhere but AI. And so indeed, this is a business that is dominated by auto. In the quarter, auto was 58% of revenues. And of course, as we know, the auto industry is struggling, in particular the EV industry, which uses more semiconductors than other kinds of cars, hasn't been growing at the pace that it had been, really because Tesla is struggling there. I thought, to me, one of the most interesting things, now the market liked this report from the company, I'll show you that in a second. For me, however, very interesting, that the days of inventory, well, getting worse at a better rate. Let me say that again. Days of inventory were at 144 days. That's a ton of inventory to be sitting on for this company, and 7% worse than it was a year ago. I guess the pace of worsening is getting better, but still a 7% increase in days of inventory on a year-over-year basis. To me, that suggests things aren't getting a lot better here. I also thought it was really interesting that the communications sector for these guys, which is just 13% of revenues, but communications just hanging up the line, a big decline, 25% year-over-year decline in the communications sector for these guys. And that's problematic. That's why I think the sirens have arrived here at Shack 15 in San Francisco. All right, how did the stock react to these numbers? Actually kind of like these numbers. The stock's up about 5%. On the day. And for the year, the stocks had a great run, 54% increase in the shares this year. Now, here is the CEO talking about what the EV slowdown means for the inventory for this company and how maybe the worst of it might be over. And they think, as we've heard from so many other companies, the second half is going to be better.
I think the headlines we all see about EV slowdown are more dramatic than what it really is. S&P is still talking about 20%+ unit growth of xEVs, so hybrids and full EVs for this year, which is still a very strong growth. What really drives our revenue number, however, this year is the inventory digestion with the direct customers. Clearly in Q1, and now with the guide which we just gave for the second quarter, we are digesting inventory with our direct automotive tier one customers. If this is exactly done by the end of Q2 or if it takes a little bit into Q3, very hard to say. However, we have any indication that the second half in automotive this year is going to grow solidly above the first half of this year.
So what's this all mean, and what's one number that really tells us a lot, the thing you want to remember about NXP Semiconductor first quarter earnings? We're going to have that, the drill down bite, right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
So your first quarter takeaway on NXP Semiconductor earnings, revenues are $3.1 billion, flat from the previous year. Profits up about 3% to $644 million. But the bite, I think one number that tells us the whole story here is that the automotive sector, 58% of sales, dragged down this whole business. That was down 1% on a year-over-year basis. And that pulled down the results from the entire rest of the company, which might have been okay. Otherwise, communication was also weak, but auto Slow auto sales means slow sales for NXP. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Check us out on all the socials. I'm on X at Corey TV. Full earnings reports on the Futurum Group's YouTube page. Follow, like, tell us what you think. Subscribe, comment. Futurum 65 Media brings us Drill Down Earnings.